USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen asking Congress for more authority to deport and detain migrants. In a letter to Capitol Hill leaders, Nielsen's asking to be granted the authority to return unaccompanied Central American children to their native countries if they, quote, have no legal right to stay. A wreath-laying ceremony is coming up at the Vietnam War Memorial today in Washington in honor of those who served their nation from 1955 to 75.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. President Trump reversing what was going to be a funding cut for the Special Olympics. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
The president back on the campaign trail as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Russia hoax is finally dead.
President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan at his first MAGA Make America Great Again rally since the Mueller report out and finding no Russia collusion.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president hitting the reset button, hitting his 2019 agenda hard, changing the conversation now to jobs, the economy, and replacing Obamacare with a better health care plan, which will continue to cover pre-existing conditions.
A tourist is dead after a fall at the Grand Canyon. Officials say the 50-year-old man from Hong Kong was taking photos too close to the rim when he fell hundreds of feet into the canyon yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
To Capitol Hill now, where Republicans have had more than enough and want Adam Schiff to resign. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
The Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee coming under fire from Republicans as a Thursday morning hearing begins.
You haven't yielded because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity.
Democrat Adam Schiff rejecting claims by Republicans that he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. But Texas Republican Mike Conaway told him,
"We have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties and urge your immediate resignation as chair of the committee."
In his final report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller said he could not prove any collusion or conspiracy between Trump's campaign and Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million. Here's the president.
I just told my people I want to fund the Special Olympics, and I've just authorized a funding of the Special Olympics. I've been to the Special Olympics. I think it's incredible. And I just authorized a funding. I heard about it this morning. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.